From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Things remain tense in Bangkok a day after soldiers fired live rounds at anti-government demonstrators who fought back with homemade rockets. Thailand's prime minister is heading at a curfew after 3 days of rolling street battles. The violence has killed more than 20 people since the military began sealing off a protest camp in the heart of the capital. The BBC's Bodhi England is in Bangkok.
The reports that we're now getting are that the anti-government protesters are also trying to set up a new base outside their original zone, so off to the sort of southeastern corner of their central camp area in a part of Bangkok called Klong Toei. There is now a mobile stage, and what we call the red shirts, the anti-government protesters, are calling for supporters to gather there, and they are able to get there from outside Bangkok, from the north and the east. They could actually get to that part of Bangkok at this moment if they feel like joining in. A few hundred, we're told, have got there so far.
The BBC's Vodi England. BP engineers are trying again tonight to use a mile-long tube to contain the oil spewing beneath the Gulf of Mexico. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, on their first try, they encounter mechanical difficulties.
This operation has been described as like trying to thread a needle 5,000 feet underwater. BP engineers are using deep-sea robots to connect the tube with a tool that's sort of like a stopper that will then be inserted into the leaking oil pipe. If it works, BP will be able to draw the oil up to the surface like drinking out of a straw. BP's chief operating officer, Doug Suttles, says they hope this avoids the problem of ice crystals that foiled a previous attempt to cap the leak.
Well, of course, the reason we're using this insertion tool technique is to try to exclude the water so that we won't have the hydrate problem we had the previous time with the containment dump.
BP says this method could capture as much as 3/4 of the oil. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Biloxi.
Canadian officials say fighter jets were scrambled Saturday to escort a Cathay Pacific airliner to a safe landing at Vancouver International Airport following a bomb threat. Royal Canadian Mounted Police say nothing of concern was found. RCMP spokeswoman Sheridine Turley told Canada's CTV News the plane was carefully checked.
The threat is being taken very seriously. I would just like to reassure the traveling public that there's no threat to them at this time.
The flight was arriving from Hong Kong. A Pakistani man detained at the U.S. Embassy in Chile has been charged with possessing explosives and set free pending further investigation. Police say traces of an explosive were found on the man's clothes and other possessions. He'd been called to the embassy to be told his U.S. visa was revoked because he'd been added to a terrorism watch list. This is NPR. A former Mexican presidential candidate who's from the same party as President Felipe Calderon has gone missing near his ranch, and James Blears reports from Mexico City that police say there is evidence of violence.
Mexican authorities said the car of National Action Party politician Diego Fernandez de Ceballos, who's a wealthy lawyer, was found abandoned near his ranch in the central state of Querétaro, and the blood was found on the ground by the vehicle. Police are now investigating the incident as a kidnapping. Nicknamed Boss Diego, Fernandez de Ceballos, whose distinctive duties, thick beard, cigar smoking and peppery speeches, was a presidential candidate in 1994. He defeated his rivals in a televised debate, but finished runner-up. His father and President Felipe Calderon's father helped establish the National Action Party in 1939. From NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
Mission Control has decided that there is no need to move the International Space Station. A piece of space junk is projected to pass within 6 miles of the complex in the morning, shortly after the shuttle Atlantis is scheduled to dock. NASA's Mike Serafin is the lead shuttle flight director.
We know that this object is there, but we don't know the source of it. And we know that it's going to come in relatively close proximity to the International Space Station tomorrow, about an hour after the shuttle is planned to dock with the space station.
Despite the space junk, the scheduled docking remains on track. After that, the Atlantis crew will have to complete a safety inspection. A snagged cable prevented the crew from completing that routine damage survey Saturday. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.